Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. The Elites head to Alabama in a couple of weeks for back-to-back events, beginning with the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Wheeler Lake, followed by the TNT Fireworks Bassmaster Elite at Smith Lake. Brandon Lester lives just over the border in Fayetteville, Tennessee, and has a lot of experience on these waters, and is coming up in a bit with a preview. Cody Huff finished second at Murray a couple of weeks ago, and he'll jump on board today as well. And in our leadoff role today, Eric Siddiqui, who won the kayak event at Gunnersville, will join us in the Rapala Winner Circle. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix Mono, Fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com. And start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. We're going to get things started today. As I said in the open of the show, we're going to get things going with a little Rapala Winner Circle, and this is a little bit different Rapala Winner Circle, if you will. It was Eric Siddiqui getting it done at the Yamaha Wright Waters Bassmaster Kayak Series, scored by Tourney X. Got that done out there on Gunnersville. Got it done out on a ledge. You know, you don't find a lot of kayaks out there on a ledge, but he did it with a two-day total of 198 or 189.5 inches. That's right. That's the way they do it. They do it in inches. Won $11,500, and he joins us from his home in Cincinnati. Eric, welcome to the show, man. Congrats on the win.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here, and let's talk about this a little bit. First, the equipment. I mean, I am amazed. I remember at the Classic going around and seeing some of the kayaks and seeing how they were outfitted, and I am just absolutely amazed at the amount of electronics and the stability of these things. I've watched some of the video of you guys landing fish. Now, I'm 250 pounds, and I run a full-size Phoenix bass boat. I'm falling in the lake if I try to land a fish in one of them kayaks. I mean, I'm going to be in the water. But
I got a buddy. He was about 375 who does it, and he hasn't fallen in yet. So,
well, just talk about the special, you know, just getting the techniques and getting used to it. I know all these boats, you know, a lot of guys stand up. You can stand up in them. They're very stable that way.
Right.
But you are allowed to use nets as well, yeah. which would be, you know, assist. But just talk about the organization of the boat itself, because there's so many rods, so much stuff that you take with you that you can, you know, efficiently, like a tiny home almost, organize these boats.
Right. I mean, everybody has their own way they like to do things. Really, it's just setting it up so that everything works for you. You know, I like to have some rods in my rod tubes on the side, some sticking up behind me that I know I'm going to use. And then I have, you know, my soft plastics in my front hatch. And then I have a black pack in the back that I use, that I have all my hard baits and stuff like that in there. So, and have my batteries in another one. So.
And electronic wise, I mean, of course, these all have trolling motors and so on. Now, as far as, you know, getting around spot to spot and so on, you know, what is the preferred method? I mean, you're allowed to use your trolling motor basically to move you, or do you have to use the pedal drive, or what is it that you do as far as getting around?
Yeah, It depends on the tournament, but we've pretty much all gone to being able to use motors. Mm-hmm. Hobie, BOS has an event where, you know, their events last few years, you've had to use the pedal drive. You could use the motor during practice, mm-hmm. but they're starting to get to where you could use motors. I think they only had two tournaments this year where you had to use the pedal drive. The rest you could use motors. So in Bassmaster, obviously, you're allowed to use motors and all those, so.
Now, the motor is the trolling motor, or is there a separate motor that is specific to its kayak? Is your regular trolling motor?
Trolling motor. Yeah. And you're only allowed to have one. You could choose if you want a bow mount or if you want to use a Torquedo, you know, a motor mounted in the back. And
All right. And I would think those things move along pretty good. I mean, I know that, of course, Minn Kota has their new big Quest trolling motor, which would maybe be a little too heavy, I would think, for a kayak. But I would imagine they move along pretty good, with a strong trolling motor.
They do. I get about 6 miles an hour on average. Mm-hmm. If I got the current with me or something, I get up to 9 or something like that sometimes. But yeah, they move along pretty good. And I'm loaded down more than most people are. I got 2 power poles on it. I got, 50 pounds of soft plastics and all kinds of baits and fish finders and batteries, all that stuff. So you won't find a kayak that weighs much more than mine.
So and you talked about fishing the ledge. A lot of times we see the kayaks in the backwater areas or along the, in some of the bays or, and they're not too far necessarily from where you put in. But fishing the ledge at Gunnersville, I would imagine that would take a minute from the spot you put in to getting out on that ledge. And then, if you get into the afternoon and they are pulling pretty good current out there, it would seem like you could be, fighting that a little bit.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, I got foot steering from my motor, so I could just, hold my position.
Sure.
I'm used to it. I've been doing it for about 10 years now, and I fish a lot. So, I mean, I could control where I want to be a lot easier now than I used to. Like, without the motor, when I used to fish all Kentucky Lake, I used to love fishing those ledges. I mean, we all remember back when it was really good. And that's really where I learned how to ledge fish and what made me comfortable to go out there and do it in this tournament,
And it's coming back, Kentucky Lake as well, which is, we're hearing it, which is a really good thing. So this is the first event you used Garmin LiveScope. So compare that to, ledge fishing really took off great with the down sonar to side sonar, those types of things.
Right.
Talk about the difference that you learned in this one, being able to use the forward-facing sonar for the first time. Did it open up some things to you on that ledge that maybe you hadn't seen in the past with just, side scan?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. I went out there and, I was actually driving to a spot. I won a KBF tournament there a couple of years ago. And I've always said you could win the tournament anywhere on Gunnersville. So, I've had friends ask me, where should I fish? I'm like, you go pick a spot and go fish because there's fish everywhere. And, I won that tournament in an area I'd never fished before. That was actually bed fishing, and it was more about getting away from people. This time I was driving to that spot to see if maybe there was some, some fish left on bed, and happened to see that on a map, went out there and found some on the creek channel coming out, caught some 18-19s, went out there and started fishing, and it was pretty amazing to see how that live scope works. I can see my bait at 100 feet. It was like, mm-hmm. And so I was out there, and it came apparent pretty quick that it was a community hole. Boats kept coming through, and I was like, okay, this is a community hole spot. But that doesn't, I know you could win on those spots because, those boats don't sit there all day. They'll just, kind of file through, and some will stop, some will just go on by.
And there's a reason why they're community holes too.
Exactly. There's a reason why. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I'm out there in practice and I'm fishing and at one point there's 4 boats around me and I'm looking at my map and I'm like, there's a hump out here in 30 that comes up to about 27. I'm going to go out there and look at that. So I motor up there and take a look at it and I see there's fish on it and make a cast and I catch a 6-pounder.
Nice.
And so I'm like, okay, all right. So, during the tournament, I got out there early morning the first day and all the white bass start busting bait like crazy. And I could see bass in here and there. So I started throwing out topwater shower blows, catch a 20 1/4 inch largemouth. I catch 5-10 white bass, reel them in, take them off, reel them in, mm-hmm. take them off. And then finally I'd catch that largemouth. It was my first fish. And then, I ended up catching the 18 1/4 inch spot. The rest of the day was just kind of, after the sun got up, kind of slowed down a little bit. The pressure kind of got to him. Once I went and checked that deeper spot, they didn't seem like they were on it in the morning very well. It was kind of like more of an afternoon thing. Once maybe 11, 12, I'd go out and look at it. And the first day I caught 20 and a quarter and a 20 and a half later in the day on it. Mm. And then on the second day, did the same thing. Ended up catching one fish in the morning when they were busting. It was a 19 and a half inch spot, which, I mean, I didn't even know there was a spot that big on Gunnersville because I'd never caught them.
Well, they're coming more and more. Yeah, it's happening more and more. We're seeing more and more spots show up. Dakota Lithium Pro Eric Siddiqui with us here talking about his win in the kayak tournament at Gunnersville. Just got about a minute or so left here, but, you know, 189 inches. I'm thinking, depending, I mean, there's a 20 inch bass that's 3 pounds. There's a 20 inch bass that's 5.5 pounds. I mean, it's just the way it is.
They were healthy fish. I mean, they
might be 20 pounds then. It's 20 pounds a day.
In 30 foot of water. I was using 10 pound line, size one hook. I had to play them, and I did lose a fish around 9 o'clock on the second day that I was sure was going to cost me the tournament, but I ended up, and I had a bunch of eelgrass, you know, coming in on Sunday, that second day, I was floating down the lake. So, I pull up, there was a fish on that point, and they just were not biting. So, the sun got up, I pull out on that hump, and I caught a 22 and a quarter inch bass with like an hour to go. Mm. And, then this football field sized patch of eelgrass floated over my spot where I just caught that one. And I'm like, you know what? I know there's big fish here. This is my best chance to catch the one I need. So I'm just going to wait it out. And I can see there's wind blowing across it. Wherever there was eelgrass, there was no chop on the water. Everywhere else, there was, you know, anywhere there wasn't eelgrass, you could see the chop. And I could see this kind of channel moving towards me. And I just waited. And as soon as it came over my spot, I made a cast and caught a 20-inch bass there with about 20 minutes to go to win it.
And that was it. Yeah, and then he had won it. Yep. That's good stuff. Well, congratulations on the win. Yeah. It sounds like I'm gonna say 40 pounds, basically, is what got it done over 2 days, which is pretty good stuff. And, Eric, I appreciate you. And good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. That's Eric Siddiqui. And he got that win. That's an impressive win. I'm always fascinated by this stuff. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Cody Huff out of Missouri. He came in second at Murray. We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair, And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk to Cody Huff last week. It turned into like an all-Rapala show last week with, you know, with the damage that Patrick Walters had done to get the win at Murray. And, you know, and using that big jowler, that new surface bait that's coming out this summer from Rapala. I guess it might not be available to the public until maybe in the fall, but it'll be introduced officially at ICAST. But, you know, finishing second in that deal was Cody Huff, and he is another Rapala VMC angler, and he also did some damage with that, along with the OG Slim Tiny. He joins us now, the Missouri Pro, who's having a heck of a season, finished second at Murray, and he's on the VMC hook with us now. Cody, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, Tom. Thanks for having me on this week.
Talk to me a little bit about this jowler, man, because it's, you know, we talked to Patrick about it last week. We know you did some damage on it as well. Give us the 411 on that thing.
Yeah, man, it's just a big topwater bait. It's, you know, it's, in my mind, it's the perfect size for those fish that are eating a bigger than average bait fish, you know, like eating those big long herring, eating a big gizzard shad. It's just one of those baits that I feel like I'm going to get a big bite on. And, you know, this bait, it's new. It's not like any of the other topwaters they really have. You know, it's got a really cool lip on the front of it. And in my mind, it's a spook that I want to throw when there's a nice little chop on the water, you know, whenever the wind's blowing a little bit. It moves a lot of water. It's definitely not what you're going to call a subtle topwater bait. This is one that's going to get their attention.
And it looks like that you have you were throwing it in a chrome color. What are some of the other colors that you like, and why would you use it in certain applications?
You know, they've got a lot of really nice colors. It looks to me like most of the colors I've seen are pretty similar to a lot of the new Maverick colors. You know, they're kind of like the new jerkbait colors. And they've got some really nice transparent colors that I'm a big fan of. But you know, at Murray, it's just when you see those big gizzard or when you see those big herring come flying out of the water, they just they're just chrome looking. They're so silver and shiny. And when that sun's shining and you throw that thing in the middle of them when they're schooling, I mean, they just can't. Yeah. The nice thing about the jowler is it comes ready to go. Like, it's already got a really nice feather hook on the back of it. It's got all VMC red line. So this thing's ready to rock whenever you tie it on.
Is it just going to be in one size, or is there a baby version, or is it just the 1 4-inch size or whatever that is?
As far as I know, the first one coming out is going to be just this one size.
Yeah, it's it looks like a really good and the technique. I would imagine it's a typical walk the dog type of technique with it. Is that how you like to throw it?
Yeah, it is. I like to walk it real fast whenever I'm, you know, in those schoolers and stuff like that. You're in a clear water situation. It's definitely, for me, I didn't walk it slow. I would throw that thing out there, and I mean, I would, you know, go to really working the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Just keeping it fast and erratic and it throwing water all over the place. It was just one of those things that just made them react really well.
Now, it looks like you're throwing it on fluoro. Is that right?
Nope. I threw mine on just all braid.
Oh, that's braid. Okay, all right. I'm looking at the picture of the thing, and it looks like a flow line. So you throw it on braid as well. So I would imagine you want to have kind of a soft tip type rod to offset the rigidness of the braid.
You know, you do, but also, you know, with a topwater bait like that, like, I can throw that thing a long way. So I want a rod that I can really load up and throw it a long way because, you know, you never know where they're going to come up schooling.
Right.
So I don't throw mine on a softer rod, is what a lot of people probably would. I throw mine on a 7.3 medium heavy, Just because it's a big bait, and I really want to be able to launch it, and I want to be able to get a hook in them on their way out there.
Nice. Cody Huff with us here. He came in second at Murray. And the other bait that you did some damage with was that the OJ Slim Tiny. I got to be totally honest with you. It feels small. You know what I mean? It feels too small. You caught big fish on it. I'm like, I don't know if I want to throw this little tiny. I throw the OJ Slim. I love the OJ Slim. But talk to me about the tiny and the technique you used there and the two big ones you caught on that.
So the tiny that I caught them on that week was actually the OG Tiny Deep. So it had a little bit longer bill. And, it would get down there a little bit deeper than the regular tiny. And I'm telling you, if you haven't thrown this bait, it's so subtle. It just gets bites. Like, it is, I was throwing it in these schools. Like, the school, whenever they weren't busting, they would just go down to the bottom.
Right.
They would kind of ball up and lay there. And there just weren't many ways to get them to react. And I hadn't really tried it much because the water's clear, You don't really think about throwing a crankbait when the water's that clean. But, I tied that thing on, and once it's burning it, reeling it through them, and was able to get some of my really big bites on it. You just get that reaction. And, on day two, I caught a six and change and a five something on it.
Wow.
And, just a few of those big-time difference makers.
Now, that comes with the VMC Redline hooks out of the box as well. Do you change them size-wise, or are you good with the ones they show up with?
No, I leave the hooks on that come on it. They're actually, the ones that come on it aren't Redlines. I think they are, they're like one of the hybrids.
Oh, okay.
Another cool thing about that crankbait is how much of a nightmare it is to keep a fish on a crankbait a long time. Especially when they're slapping at it. It really seems like this bait is so light. Whenever it gets them, they can't get leverage on it.
Yeah.
And it just sticks. I mean, they have a really hard time shaking this bait. So it seems like whenever I catch them on, either one of the tinies, the deep or the regular, that's just, they have a really hard time getting away from it.
It would seem like on the tiny that that whole thing might end up in their mouth anyway. They'll have all those hooks in there, in them, a 5-pounder at least. And how do you like to throw that? Are you throwing that on 12 or 10 or, what do you like to throw that on?
A lot of times I throw it on 12 to 14 pound fluorocarbon. I use that Sunline FC crank. It's it's a really limp line. It doesn't hold much memory, and it's makes it a lot easier to cast a small bait like that, because a lot of people would throw that bait on a spinning rod. But I have had really good luck using it on a bait caster.
Yeah, Cody Huff with us coming off of his second place finish at Murray. And by the way, on the OG, the regular OG, how do you decide when you're going to use that and when you're going to go to a square bowl like a Rocco, let's say? Because I know the Rocco runs a little shallower, but not that much shallower. What would be the decision-making process for you going, from the flat side OG Slim to a square bill?
Yeah, the Rocco is a great bait too.
Love it.
Yeah. It probably would have caught this situation also. But, in my mind, I was fishing for some fish that I had fished for. I had showed these things everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted something that was going to be subtle and I could really sneak up on them with. They aren't going to feel it coming, like that Rocco. It's got a really, wild thump to it. And I wanted something that was going to be real subtle, but it was just bam, it was in front of their face. I didn't want to really know it was coming.
So talk to me about Murray and how you felt going in. Did you feel like you had an opportunity to win this thing going in, or was this one of those deals where it surprised you a little bit?
It was really one of those deals that surprised me because I knew there was a lot of people doing the same thing I was doing, fishing those points, and you just don't know how good your stuff is because I didn't really sample anything. I would find somewhere they were schooling and I would just go on. And, I pulled up to a spot that I thought was good, that I saw some big ones blowing up in practice. And honestly, I was a late boat number the first day. So I was like, there's no telling how far down the lake I'm going to have to run before I even find somewhere I can fish. Because it's not like you can just pull up and fish with people on a lot of those points, because a lot of them are just a one cast situation. That, they're just not very big areas.
Yeah.
So,
And you had the early boat number on day two, And so you'd think, oh, this is great, man. I got the early boat number. That was the day. That was your bad day. I mean, 13-13 on that day on a tournament that, you know, that you were averaging 20 pounds a day. But I would suppose if there's any solace in that, you could say, you know what? If that 13-13 was 23-13, I'm still second place, only by a couple of pounds as opposed to by, you know, 13, 14 pounds or whatever it was, 12 pounds. But, you know, you rally with the 25 on Championship Sunday, which is or Monday, which is fantastic. But the 13-13 on day two, you know, you probably felt like that was the day that you might have had a better opportunity.
Yeah, I did. But, you know, like you said, the nice thing was Patrick beat me bad enough.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
You know, I don't just sit around and regret that. But, you know, honestly, on that day, it was real slick and calm, and I had the bites, and it just didn't work out. I lost some really nice ones. I had a chance to have another 20-pound bag, you know, low 20s. But it's just one of those days where it didn't go my way, and that's just part of fishing, you know. Luckily, we were able to, you know, keep herself in it with all the rest of the days and get to, you know, go fishing on Sunday.
Yeah, well, you got a heck of a season. You're off to a great start. You got a third in there as well. It was, you know, sitting top five right now. The only problem is that kid Trey McKinney, he's like he's going to run away and hide. It's unreal waiting for that kid to, you know, trip up just one time so you guys can kind of close this gap.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. He has to show a little bit of he's got to act like a human a little bit sometime this year for us to have a shot to catch him. Right now, he just looks like a little machine. He don't really – so far, he don't miss. So we've got a couple tough tournaments coming up here. Yeah. I feel like, you know, that's there are some weird ones that could – you know, shuffle the top of that leaderboard around a little bit. Hopefully it shuffles it in our favor. You can't ever tell.
Yeah, you can't ever tell is right. Cody Huff has been our guest. Cody, great start to the season, man. Keep it rolling. I will be at Wheeler and at Smith Lake, so I'll see you down there. And good luck, man.
Awesome. Thanks a bunch.
I appreciate it. That is Cody Huff, and this is a really, really good young fisherman. He's got to feel like an old man. With McKinney is like 18, 19 years old now. You know, he's got to feel like an old man trying to trace that kid down, but I got a feeling that Huff is one of the guys that will put pressure on him. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, Brandon Lester is going to preview Wheeler. This is right down the street for him, almost a home lake for Brandon Lester. So we'll get his thoughts on Wheeler next, right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And speaking of Phoenix Boats, I mean, if you're talking Phoenix Boats, one of the great Phoenix pros out there is Brandon Lester. He's been running the Phoenix for years now. And he's back to being Brandon Lester, as we know. It was a weird year last year. Missed the Classic. I mean, Brandon Lester missing the Classic. I mean, it made no sense whatsoever. But he's having a nice season this year. He's 16th in the points here. We passed the halfway point. And now the tour heads for Alabama. Brandon lives in Fayetteville, Tennessee, which is right near the Alabama border. So it's not far for him to get to Wheeler or to Smith Lake. So this is a great opportunity for him to continue his climb up the leaderboard, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Brandon, welcome back. How are you, man?
Doing good, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
I am fantastic, and middle of the pack at the Texas swing when you got things started, just kind of, you know, making a check, but not doing anything spectacular there, and a good open, you know, at Santee Cooper. And then you went nuts. You went to Florida, you know, and a 12th and a 13th down there, and all of a sudden you rocket up the points board, 35th at Murray, but 16th place now in the points. So it seems like you've got your groove back a little bit after a weird year last year for you.
Yeah, Florida's always been good to me, and it took having those couple of tournaments. You know, it's such a weird deal in professional angling, and I've been doing it 11 years now, but momentum is everything. Mm. And I knew if I could ever get the train back on the tracks and just get my pace back right again and get to where I was making good decisions and trusting my instincts on the water, that we could get it rolling again. And Florida, I feel like, definitely did that for me. You know, at Lake Murray, I had a not so good first day. I was in 75th after day one, but I felt like I made good decisions. I just never got a big bite. And then on day two, I had 18 pounds and ended up finishing 35th in the Lake Murray event.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of decisions that you have to make to have a good season. So I feel like we're back on pace again.
Yeah, you can't have those bombs. And it seems like you figured out a way to average 15, 16 pounds a day wherever you're at, really, because it was, it's uncanny. You look at Harris Chain, 45-14 over 3 days. Then you look at the St. John's River, 46-14 over 3 days, and finish one place lower. And then, you know, 47-9 at Murray, so a little bit more weight, even though you're a little bit further down the list. But, you know, that seems to be the money mark, right? 15 pounds, if you know you're 15 pounds, I don't care if you're in Florida or South Carolina, wherever you're at, except for maybe in on Lake Fork or something. But 15 pounds is going to get you paid and keep you in those points. And then when you have that 25-pound day, now you're going to win a tournament.
Yeah, typically 15 pounds is a good bag. I mean, if you sit back and think about it, that's 5 3-pound fish.
Yeah.
It's up to 15 pounds. You throw in a 5 or 6-pounder in there, and you're up there 18, 19 pounds. You've had getting to where you had an exceptional day on most bodies of water. So that's definitely a good mark to shoot for, and it's all relative to where you are. Like you said, at Lake Fork, 15 pounds, you don't even get a hand clap from the crowd, from the crowd at the weigh-in. But it's all relative, and yeah, I mean, consistency is something that I've strived for my entire career. I try to be consistent. I try to be a very versatile angler. I'm not afraid to pick up a spinning rod if I need to and get a bite, but I'm not afraid to catch them on a big flipping stick as well. You know, it's just, that's the way I've kind of built my career, and thus far it's treated me right.
Yeah, Brandon Lester with us here, Phoenix Pro Brandon Lester. And now the last time you were at Wheeler for a Bassmaster event would have been the Open last year. I fished in that event as well. Didn't have 15 pounds a day there. And, you know, finished 86th, 23-13 over a couple of days there. It would seem to be that that would be a pretty good number this go around, right? I mean, if you know, I'm not down on Wheeler, but it would seem like 15, 16 pounds a day. Yes, somebody will catch them big, but that's going to do some serious damage, you know, there at Wheeler, I would think.
I think so. Yeah, I truly do think so. We're going to see some pretty good bags. If we were there pre-spawn, we'd see some really, really good bags.
Yeah.
We're kind of going at a time where, I mean, it's going to be a good time. The fishing's going to be pretty good, but Wheeler's just, it sets up a lot different. You know, every Tennessee River Lake kind of has their own little personality. And Wheeler, I would say, is different than any of the rest of them in the fact that, you know, you take a Pickwick or a Gunnersville when it comes to the ledge fishing, most of those ledges on Gunnersville and Pickwick top out in 13 to 20 feet. So it's easy to graph around and really find those fish and cover water effectively with your Lowrance electronics. Where on Wheeler, most of those bars and those ledges, a lot of them top out in 3 to 6 feet. Yeah. So it just makes it a lot harder. You have to fish to find a lot of those little sweet spots instead of being able to graph them. So that's an interesting dynamic. Wheeler, overall, it fishes a lot shallower than a lot of the Tennessee River lakes. There's been some grass in it the past few years. I think they may have sprayed it again because I think a lot of the grass.
It was finally coming back.
It was coming back, but I think they may have sprayed it again. I'm not sure on that, but I all I know is a lot of that grass is not where it was last year, and it just seems to be kind of going away. But a lot of big fish in the lake right now, and we're going to see some good bags of fish. But you're exactly right. I think 15, 16 pounds will be a good bag in this event.
Yeah, I moved to the area in 2004, and at that point, then the first Tennessee River lake I fished on was Wheeler with a guy that became a very good friend of mine, Jimmy Mason. You know Jimmy, he's a guy, mm-hmm. and he fished the Elite Series years ago and so on. But I heard stories about what Wheeler was like back in the day. It was like Wheeler was like Gunnersville. I mean, the grass and everything else, you know, way back in the day, it was amazing. And then it took a hit and, you know, I mean, they've had classics there and everything else, it's been a minute. I think it's since 2016, since the elites have been there. We've had a few opens there, but 2016, since the elites were there. But I hear, you would know, you've lived there all your life. I hear that it used to be an amazing lake when it had great grass in there.
Yeah, I've got a lot of buddies, and honestly, a lot of that was even before my time. We're talking about back into the 90s and even into the 80s, but that whole Decatur Flats area from the train trestle all the way to the power lines used to be just solid grass, from what I understand, milfoil, hydrilla. And back in the day, that's where everybody went before Gunnersville really came on strong. That's where everybody went and fished with Wheeler. You know, but now I think you're going to – the cool part about this tournament, I think you're going to see a lot of diversity. I'm not ruling out the fact that somebody might catch them in 3 feet of water or less fishing down the bank on some bushes or something like that. That's always a possibility on Wheeler. You got the Gunnersville Dam tail race that typically plays – not the best time of year for it, but there's some big ones that live up there. So you're going to see a lot. Obviously, you're going to see offshore structures, shell bars, brush piles, things like that. So a lot of diversity in this tournament. It'll be cool to see how it plays out.
Now, that open last year was one on the flats, on the Decatur Flats. It's always a very, very popular area. But you would think that, you know, being that this is an elite, there's 100 of these out there, you know, in the open, there's 225 boats out there. So, you know, it got really crowded on the flats. And I was with Jason Lambert. I mean, if you're fishing the Tennessee River, Jason Lambert's not a bad draw. You know what I mean? You'd feel really good with that guy. And I fished with Jason Lambert, and we struggled, you know, out there on the flats. But that's where it ended up being one. Do you feel, though, with 100 of you, that it will fish bigger, you know, or is there going to be 50 boats on the flats and then the other 50 boats scattered the rest of the, you know, all the rest of the lake?
I would say that would probably be about right. I'd say there will be 30 to 50 guys fishing out on the flats, and then there'll be other guys scattered down toward the dam north and south, both the Gunnersville and the Wheeler Dam. it's going to spread out some. Like I said, you've got some options for sure. I think it'll probably be one offshore just because it's first week of June or second week of June, whenever it is. Mm-hmm. It's June on the Tennessee River, so I think it'll be one offshore, whether it's on brush or hard spots or whatever. But you'll see some guys doing some different stuff.
And then John Cox will be, remember, he won a Forest Wood Cup there.
He'll be running up a creek.
He's going to find a creek. That was where we first started calling him the Tin Man. You know what I mean? He was in that, but before anybody was running it, he was running that Crestliner, and he ended up somewhere that nobody ever goes, you know, really, you know, and right. But you wonder whether or not in mid June does something, because I think that Forest Wood Cup that he won there was like August. So it's not like it was a summertime deal. So, you know, we might lose him. He might be way up a creek somewhere.
You never know. You never know with him. If there's a sneaky hole to be found and he can get to it, that's where he's going. You can pretty much bet on that.
Yeah. And then they follow this up, Brandon Lester with us here. And you follow this up and you go down to Smith Lake. And it's really good. I'm really happy that you guys will be fishing Smith Lake on the weekend before Thursday, 4th of July Thursday, because this way there'll be no boat traffic. You know what I mean? It should be very, there'll be nothing. There'll be no pontoons out there. There'll be nobody on the, I mean, it's only 4th of July weekend at Smith Lake. I mean, I don't know who came up with that plan, but it's, it's almost like they're playing a joke on you a little bit.
Yeah, probably not the best time to go, but I will say this, Smith Lake is absolutely full of fish. It's one of the few lakes in the country that I feel like if you go there at the right time of year, you can just pick a bank and go down it and you'll catch a bass. I mean, they live all in that lake. Mm-hmm. Not the best time to be there, but I don't think it's going to be a big weight event. I think that's probably the event on the schedule that everybody is a little bit scared of.
Yeah.
Me included, just because you don't really know what's going to happen with all that boat traffic and how it's going to affect the fishing and everything. But I do love that lake, and I've had some really good finishes there over the years. I fish it quite a bit, not necessarily that time of the year, but mm-hmm. I fish it quite a bit. It's only about an hour and a half from the house, and it's a fun pond to be on for sure. It's full of fish.
Yeah, so this is a nice little month for you, being able to be so close to home for sure. It was a weird schedule. Eric Lopez and the crew, they do such a great job coming up with a schedule, but this was a weird spot in there. You know, they started with the two in Texas, you got the two in Florida after the Classic, and you have these two in Alabama, but for basically a 2-month window from the middle of April to the middle of June, the one tournament, you know, over there at Murray, and that's kind of the best time of year, you know what I mean? In a way, you look at that, you know, I know it's post-spawn in the South, but, that was kind of weird to have 2 months with just one tournament right in the middle.
Yeah, but, I mean, they do a good job with the scheduling, and I will say this, it was a lot of fun going to Florida post-spawn this year. It was like looking at both the Harris Chain and the St. John's River through a whole different set of eyes. You know, we've been to the St. John's so many times during the spawn and the pre-spawn, it almost always goes down in the same areas. But this time at the St. John's, I know for me, I was really able to fish like offshore, shell bars, stuff like that. I've always kind of wanted to do that on the St. John's River, but I never felt like there were enough fish out there for me to devote my entire practice to it. And this year I did, and I had a good event. And Harris Chain was kind of the same way. We were there kind of during that shad spawn. And it was just a lot of fun catching a lot of fish, you know. So I definitely applaud them for taking us to different places at different times. It changes things up, and I enjoy that. I do. I like it.
Yeah, and of course the Northern Swing coming up in August, which is always great. And 15 pounds, by the way, going to do nothing when you get up there at 15 pounds. 15 pounds, you better have 15 pounds on four fish, you know, three fish maybe to have 15 pounds. Yep. That's probably the way that will work. Brandon Lester has been our guest. Brandon, I'll be down there at Wheeler as well, and look forward to seeing you. Good luck, and keep moving up that list, man.
Yes, sir. I hope to. I want to finish strong. I'm fishing good. I'm feeling good. So definitely looking forward to these next two here close to home, and then we'll head north.
Thank you
for having me on again, Tom.
I appreciate you. Brandon Lester there is a good friend, and he is moving up that list. He is fishing well. There's no doubt about it. All right, we get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro,
get more out of your BASS membership.
Structure, the new members and only section of Bassmaster.com gives to see what kind of approach makes the most sense.
Best bass
Omnia
anglers.
Pro members can see current from past conditions, including water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on
money.
The Omnia
already
Fishing mobile app.
Members
Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits, even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership by simply going to omniafishing.com/bass. Now is your chance to win Kevin Van Dam's Nitro Z21 XL Pro loaded with Minn Kota and Hummingbird equipment. Just follow Minn Kota and Hummingbird on Instagram and like, comment, and tag on the official sweepstakes posts. Post a picture of yourself with a Minn Kota or Hummingbird logo or product on Instagram with hashtag KVD Victory Lap and tag both brands. Just visit minnkota.johnson.outdoors and click on the image for more details. And speaking of Minn Kota, the new Altrix Quest trolling motor combines the most responsive, intuitive steering ever with GPS-powered automatic boat control. The new Quest series of dual 24-36-volt brushless trolling motors were designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio. Or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.